Pele leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody off. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
And should be 2-0 and is! What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
Golden Goal. Soccer stars and the moments that made them on Blue Wire.
Hey everyone, welcome to my new podcast. You are now on the hook with Abner Mattis. Welcome to another episode of On the Hook, and today's subject is music and boxing. Man, that sounds really good. Music and boxing. See, I could be a singer too. No, but listen, I think that boxing and music, it's like Batman and Robin. I think it goes hand in hand. I think that one, obviously more than the other, needs of it. In this case, I think boxing, we need music to get ourselves, you know, energized, to get ourselves pumped and going and get that adrenaline pumping, you know, especially depending on what songs you're listening to. But I find myself in that level, you know, I find myself channeling to that, again, depending on the type of music that I'm listening to. So, you know, for myself, sometimes I'll be listening to some salsa, and salsa, what it does, you know, it's, if you know your salsa, it's a crazy ass rhythm, you know, it's just like so fast. It has you moving, you know, without even knowing how to dance. You could be sitting down, you like the rhythm, you just start moving your hips, your body, and you could see what it can do, you know, as a fighter. I have it playing while I'm training. You could already picture me moving my feet quick, picture me throwing fast punches, finding that rhythm, finding that nice smooth rhythm, you know, that salsa has. And again, if I want to go in killer mode, you know, just think about destructive mode, killing a motherfucker. And that's true, you know, you go into those, you know, hip-hop, hardcore rap, gangster rap, you know, it just depends on how you feeling. But I like it all. I like my all types of music. I could easily, honestly, be listening to soft rock and still be jamming out and still be working as hard, you know. Really depends on the lyrics and how you feel about the music. So I myself, Abner Mattis, I'm known for having musicians in my locker room. I'm known for walking out with a lot of them. And in this case, you know, I like my Mexican music. I like the banda. I like the corridos. I like the mariachi. I had them all. And I can proudly say that, you know, I'm one of the first that started this. I wasn't the first, but I'm one of the few that started this. Now you see it more common with fighters walking out with musicians, with artists that, you know, are well known in the industry. And in myself, I think I was one of the ones that started that, alongside with the face mask. That if you see the, you know, the skull, that's me. I started that too. But yeah, man, boxing and music just goes hand in hand. I love it. I love having my live banda, my live norteño in my locker room, pumping me up before a fight and then walking me out, serenading me to the ring and getting me ready. So to me, I do need it. I do feel it's essential for the sport. For boxing, you know, come on now. I just did the Mama Said Knock You Out, you know, video of the 30th anniversary with LL Cool J, whom we will talk to. I'm sure he's going to talk about what motivated him as a artist to make that song. And you could see the video is based on a fighter, you know. Mama Said Knock You Out. Knock You Out is, you know, it's about punching a guy, getting him out there, you know. So that's why I feel that it goes hand in hand. I know a lot of artists that get really hyped, really get themselves going, thinking as a fighter, the fighter mentality. Going into that stage is like going into that ring. And ourselves, you know, we are going into that ring, but we need that music to get ourselves motivated. So that's how I feel with that. It goes hand in hand. Music is universal. Music is something that we can use for anything, and I mean anything, to get ourselves out of any situation. If it's a heartbroken situation, if it's a, you know, I want to get into a running mode, training mode, you know, a cleaning mode. I mean, who doesn't remember? I mean, us as Latinos growing up, we had our mom. If you ever come from a Latino house, you know that, you know, once that music went up loud, some Jenny Rivera, some old school shit, Juan Gabriel or something, you knew that it was cleaning time. It was cleaning type, deep cleaning inside the house. So, man, so music is just beautiful. I love it. I'm fortunate that I've been, I still keep it going in my sport and have it, you know, in the ring. And so that's what it is. What do you guys think? Give me your opinion. And since we're on that subject, I had the honor, the privilege to talk to none other than the one and only LL Cool J. What's going on, everyone? We got, I can call my friend now, famous rapper. He's a producer, actor, and entrepreneur from Queens, New York. Yeah, LL Cool J.
What's up, baby?
Oh, man. Thank you for making time, man. I really appreciate this.
All love, man. All love.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And, you know, first of all, congratulations on the 30th anniversary of Mama Said Knock You Out song, which, yeah. You know, I got to say, I'm honored that, you know, I was one of the fighters that a few weeks ago, we were on that video. We remade that, you know, that but not the song, but the video, and you made me part of it. So, you know, thank you for that. And tell us, man, how did that song come about? Like, what made you record that song?
Thanks for having me, you know, first of all. And thank you for being part of that shoot, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you guys really, you know, did an unbelievable job. Andre Berto, yourself, Gabe Rosado, you know what I'm saying? You know, Andre Durrell. You know, Mikey, you know, I mean, it was just a really, really great vibe. I would say, you know, I've always been a, you know, big fan of boxing. You know, always loved the sport. You know, my uncle, you know, which is funny, I found out later in life, but my uncle was the first African-American light heavyweight champion in America. His name was John Henry Lewis, right?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that was my uncle. And then my grandfather, you know, Nathaniel Christie Lewis was also a boxer. You know, and my other uncle was a boxer. So, you know, I've always loved the sport. You know what I'm saying? Grew up, like, you look at, like, my I'm Bad album cover, you'll see, like, which is my second album, which came out probably when you was born, which is, like, you know, I probably wasn't born. It's 87. Came out 87, right?
Yeah, I was born already. I'm
all, right, all, right, so, yeah, all right, so you was two. My second album, you'll see me on the back of that cover. I'm punching the bag, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I just love the sport. So, you know, and I love the spirit behind the sport. It's not about like fanboying. It's like about the warrior spirit of being somebody who, you know, understands the hunger and what it takes to succeed. You know what I'm saying? And I think boxing has a lot of that energy in it. And Mama Said Knock You Out comes from that same kind of spirit of wanting to, you know, be the best at what you do, wanting to be a champion, wanting to be willing to go the extra mile, going all out. You know, that's what we're doing. And,
exactly, and you made that song an anthem. You know, I could say it's an anthem. That's a song that any fighter can relate to. You know, you bump that song in any gym. You know, people start throwing punches.
because that's what it's about. You know, like that's the. Yeah. You know, that's
did
what.
Did anyone
is.
Ever walk out to it to that song?
I've had you know, over the years, many people have walked out to it. You know, over the years, it's been a lot of times, like too many to name, honestly.
Right.
But you know, I always hear it like. Even in between rounds, you know what I'm saying? Like when fights, it comes on, the DJs throw it on. I mean, it's part of boxing culture, right? Like, Mama Said Knock You Out. Like, that's just part of the whole world. But yeah, like, quite a few people have walked out to it over the years. Yeah,
and now,
sure.
did you or have you walked anyone out to a fight?
You know what? I want to say I walked Shane out when he fought Pacquiao, I want to say.
Okay.
I want to say that. That was probably the only time that I've done it. But look, I, you know, it's just, it's incredible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, actually funny, man. I like, I actually like watching the fights on TV better, man, because I want to be in the corner.
Yeah,
I want that view. You know what I'm saying? You know, the ring car girls are cool when you're at the fight, but you know, like, I like watching, I want to see the fight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. You can listen to my in-depth conversations with notable past and present players like Tony Gonzalez.
When I play catch with my son, I get joy when the ball hits my hands and I tuck it away.
Travis Kelce.
I appreciate you doing this, man, getting everybody a little educated on the tight end world, man. It's a tight-knit family, baby.
George Kittle.
Tight ends love each other, we have each other's back, and we all experience the same stuff.
And many others. Check out TE1, a new podcast from Blue Wire on Stitcher. Subscribe to TE1 today. This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. You can listen to my in-depth conversations with notable past and present players like Tony Gonzalez.
When I play catch with my son, I get joy when the ball hits my hands and I tuck it away.
Travis Kelce.
I appreciate you doing this, man, getting everybody a little educated on the tight end world, man. It's a tight-knit family, baby.
George Kittle.
Tight ends love each other, we have each other's back, and we all experience the same stuff.
And many others. Check out TE1, a new podcast from Blue Wire on Stitcher. Subscribe to TE1 today.
No, you're right. You're right. And talking about fights, which one can you, you know, think, you know, from the top of your head, which is your favorite fight that you could rewatch or remember being there, or just, you know, one of your favorite fights?
So many great fights, man. I mean, I watch everything from, you know, early Jack Johnson fights to, like, I guess I would say, what's a fight that I thought was unbelievable?
I can't say. I don't think it was a Mayweather fight, that's for sure.
You're funny. I would say like, nah, I like the wars. Look,
yeah,
Floyd is amazing, but like when Floyd fought, like when he, his earlier fights, when he was Pretty Boy, when he fought, like, I forget the
Pretty
kid's
Boy,
name,
Floyd,
the guy
yeah.
who changed, Emmanuel Augustus. Like, when he fought Emmanuel Augustus, like, them fights was raw. You know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, like, Shane against Margarito was unbelievable. That fight, I think, you know, I mean, this has been so many great fights, man. Like,
yeah, are you a Pacquiao fan? Who's your
Pacquiao.
Favorite fighter right now?
Right now? Oh,
right,
man.
It's not,
I mean,
that many, right?
No. There's fighters out there. Like, I mean, when you look at, I think Devin Haney is super talented. I think Shakur Stevenson is talented. You can't front on, like, how can you front on Errol and Terrence? You know what I'm saying? Like, Mikey. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of fighters out there that are unbelievable. Like, there's some, you know who's good? Benavidez.
Yeah.
Yo, he got a lot of potential, man.
Yeah, he does.
Benavidez is nice.
And he's still a kid, man. I was tripping out. He's like 22 years old. Yeah.
22, 21.
Yeah.
Like, yo, he can fight. So I think him, Benavidez, is really good at what he does. I think he's sharp. You know, there's a lot of great fighters out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so many. Oh, you know, Teofimo is like really
Tio against Lomachenko. That's gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be a hell of a fight because Teofimo is so athletic and you know he has good legs. So
yes,
you know
he's
the first guy with but you know Lomachenko has fast dancer's feet, right? He has good feet. Teofimo has great legs. So it's gonna
be interesting. Big difference.
It's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out.
It is, and then the age difference too. And I think Tio has the pop in that weight class. He's a big guy.
He lays him out. He puts him to sleep.
Why do you think that boxing and music are so? I mean, you can see that connection. Why do you think it's so? There's so much connection between boxing and music.
I say boxing and hip hop are really connected because it's from the street. You get it from the mud. Like at the end of the day, the majority of boxers are getting it from the mud, man. Like, you know, they trying to put moms in the house. They trying to, you know, their sister want to go to school. They trying to get some food. They trying to, you know, want a better life.
Exactly.
You know, come from environments where dudes is dying, people drinking, getting high. It's like crazy. And to get out of that situation, yeah. Boxing becomes a pathway. Well, the same with hip hop, like it becomes a pathway, you know, to make it out. Like, you know, growing up in Queens, it was like flowers on every other corner. You know, mm-hmm. like my friends yeah. from over this side killing my friends from over on that side. Like that was so regular, right? So being able to, you know, get out, I think that's that connectivity. That's that connection. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, a guy like Iron Mike still resonates. He came from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like yourself, like different people that just grew up in environments, different types of environments where it was tough. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's the thing they have in common.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I always say boxing is a poor man's sport. You know, it's a sport that you don't play. You know, you don't play boxing. You gotta really have it in you. You really have to have that. You know, I think that the fighters that make it even further are the fighters that went through a lot in life. Like myself. I come from the hood. I saw that. And it made me the fighter, the man that I am today. And every time I'll get in the ring, I'll think of that, you know, I'll think of getting my family out of poverty, you know, becoming better, becoming a world champion so I could support, you know, my moms, my brothers, everybody. So I think, you know, same thing with music, you know, rappers, they want to get out of the street. They want to get out of the hood, you know, to provide for their family. So mm-hmm. that's 100% on sure. You know,
and I think boxers, you know, like boxing, man, like when you see guys, that commitment and that dedication and sacrificing your body like that and putting your life on the line, that builds a different type of character. That's why yes, you know, most boxers I meet that are true champions, you know, that yeah, they may have a cocky demeanor, but when you get past that, they have humble spirits. That's yes, what they're true champions. You know, and champions are not, champions are just not for the, like, there's something in them, there is humility in there. You know, sometimes you can get fooled by the image, but when you really get to the spirit of a champion, from what I've seen and the way I've interacted with boxers, you know, a lot of the greats, you know, really have good spirits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Aside from boxing, what's your other favorite sport you like watching right now?
I dip into the, you know, combat sports. I like the MMA and, you know, I get into the MMA. And then beyond that, you know, I watch a little basketball and a little football, but I'm really mostly combat sports. Like, mm-hmm. I like combat sports. Like, you know, I like boxing or MMA or then bare knuckle or like, yeah. like I just like, you know, combat sports. Like, that's just kind of yeah. like my thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm into. That's what I grew up watching. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. my family, you know, introduced to me the whole time I was growing up. And I just love it. I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Now, you do a lot for the community, you know, and especially during these tough times, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs, a lot of people going through, you know, financially, you know, problems because they don't got no income coming. You know, what are you doing right now as far as like for helping your community?
Well, I have a program called Jumping Ball. So mm-hmm. like recently on rockthebells.com, right, we put up when we celebrated the anniversary of Mama Said Knock You Out. We put up these posters by this company Soundwave, and you know I signed some of them and some are unsigned, and we're selling them mm-hmm. on rockthebells.com, and a portion of all those proceeds are going to either Soundwave's their charity or my Jumping Ball Foundation, which looks out for kids in Northeast Queens, uses mm-hmm. basketball to teach them about the life on and off the court, and you know also you know in building this platform Rock the Bells, what I've been able to do is really connect with the people in a real way, like the guy who started hip hop, Kool Herc, he mm-hmm. DJ Kool Herc, he literally started hip hop. Like that's the yeah. craziest title ever. He's one of the owners of Rock the Bells, and I put Run in, you know, Rock the Bells and Big Daddy Kane and all these artists that kind of when you were growing up, they were like starting out. So it's like Eric B and Rakim and Run DMC and mm-hmm. Salt and Pepa and you yeah. know. Yeah, like all of these artists are kind of a part of this Rock the Bells movement so that the Gen X fans can like be part of it. But the thing that's beautiful about it is it's not big corporations controlling right. Rock the Bells. It's actually these artists having a piece and a say in what goes on in this company. And it's really working well. Like we got a channel on Sirius XM, channel 43. on satellite radio. So if you go to Rock and Bells, yeah, that's part of the platform, and that's, you know, touching people all over, millions of people daily. So, but this Jumping Ball Foundation thing is really a lot of fun. You know, I get to interact. We do almost I want to say 350 kids every summer. I didn't do it obviously this summer because of COVID, but we'll be ready for when the world opens back up. And it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's
That's going good, well. Man.
Yeah.
And speaking about Rock the Bell website, I mean, what's a website for people to buy clothes? Is it just Rock the Bells?
Yeah, yeah. You go to rockthebells.com, and what it is yeah. content, it's commerce. So
the robe
that Rock the Bells. Absolutely, yeah. That's sold out. You know what I'm saying? It's content.
Oh, really? Sold out?
Yeah, sold out. So you got content, commerce, and you got community, right? So you can go for the content. You can learn like stories. You can learn all about classic hip hop. Learn about the artist that started it. Maybe a conversation between a new artist and an artist that started it. You can bridge that. You can go in the shop and you can get, if you want the fresh J's or if you got a, you know, something crispy, a crisp tea or something you want.
Find everything.
You can go on there. And or you can, we'll have experiential as well. So rockthebells.com, if you love hip hop, you're going to love it. You know what I'm saying?
No question. I like that. Now, what made you get into TV and film?
You know what? The thing is, you never limit yourself. You know what I'm saying, Ab? Like, you never limit yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you do something, like, you gotta be willing to go to the next level in whatever you do. So it's like, yo, let's do some TV. All right, let's do some movies. Okay, what's there? Like, let's try that. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Let's try a hand in that. Like, it's just like you. Like, you know, you fighting, still active, but you calling fights. It's like you gotta constantly keep connecting the dots, right? And doing that next thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah, because not just boxing like you, it's not just music. You know, there's other things, you know, open for us. And obviously me doing the commentating, obviously I want to get into movies too. Why not? You know, I see myself.
Absolutely. Playing. Study the craft. I mean, if you study the craft, study acting. You can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can happen. That's not impossible. These are reality. Yeah. You know that because you're already successful. So, it's just a matter of you doing what you did, doing something new to get where you want to go. You know what I mean?
And speaking of doing different things, you're part of the Big Three also, right? With Ice Cube?
Yeah. I invested in the Big Three. You know, I thought Cube's idea was brilliant. And he called me up, asked me, you want to get in or something? I said, yeah. So, you know, I put some money up to kind of get that thing rolling, to help get it rolling. Mm-hmm. And it's doing great. I mean, it was on hold this year because of COVID, but it'll be back rocking next year in a big way. And, you know, I'm real proud of Cube. And, you know, I'm invested in a lot of things. Like, you know, I'm part of that. You know, it's funny. Like, I invested in the UFC. You know what I'm saying? But I'm boxing.
Oh, you did?
Boxed out. Yeah. I'm one of the investors in the UFC. You know what I'm saying? As well. Okay. Big Three, UFC.
Did you ever box yourself?
Only for fun, just to get in shape, like not to try to be a tough guy.
You actually did the sparring also?
Yeah, a little bit, but not, to get, I was rapping, man. Ain't no need of me boxing, you know what I'm saying? But
it's a moneymaker right here, man.
Yeah, you know, get popped in the nose a little bit. It's not fun. Smell like chloroform.
Yeah, man, we over here doing our thing, you know. Bless, brother, bless.
Amen.
And I'm really just fortunate, you know, to know someone like you, for you to actually, you know, giving me the opportunity to be part of that, to me, that to me is big. And, you know,
lending your credibility, you know, from your sport, from your genre, and bringing that means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, to be embraced by the boxing community with that song, and for the boxing community to put their arms around me and say, yo, L, we love your song. We appreciate you. Like, that means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, it just does. Like, I respect, you know, the fighters, and I respect the whole boxing community. You know what I'm saying? And everybody knows that, you know, or should know that. But it's all love. You know what I mean?
Real talk. No, likewise. And like you said, you know, things like this, you know, open opportunities for us also, you know, as a fighter, like, you know, meeting people like you, you know, is going to lead to other things, you know, who knows, man, you know, things, small world, and you know, contacts like you and people like you could get you to those places, man. I really appreciate you having, you know, taking the time to even considering, you know, doing this interview. I'm just starting, and man, it's just a blessing, bro.
Nah, it's all good, man. Yeah, my word, man. All good, no doubt.
Thank you so much, man. Yep.
Thank you for listening to On the Hook with Admiral Midas. And remember, tell all your friends about the new podcast and to subscribe from wherever they are listening from so they won't miss this or any of the episodes. Follow me on all platforms at Admiral Midas. Until next time.
Lindsay Rhodes here, so excited to tell you about my new podcast with Blue Wire, the NFL Roadshow. If you love the NFL, this is the show for you. We've got your breaking news, all the week's biggest storylines, plus a complete breakdown of what they might mean for your fantasy team. I'll also be speaking to some incredible football minds, like Trey Wingo.
Wins are not a quarterback stat. I will die on that hill.
John Hansen.
I'm still an Edwards-Helaire believer.
And a whole lot more. Subscribe to the NFL Roadshow today, wherever you get your podcasts.